Listen, no one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. No one suffers pain except his choice elects this state for him. No one can grieve, nor fear, nor think him sick unless these are the outcomes that he wants. And no one dies without his own consent. Nothing occurs but represents your wish, and nothing is omitted that you choose. That all-encompassing statement comes from a document that is present with us in this continuum of time called the Course in Miracles. It's lesson 152, and it sets the terms for what I hope the next hour will present you with an opportunity to truthfully examine your mind, okay, in association with the mind, with my mind, that I'm going to attempt to offer to you the certainty that everything that is occurring within this continuum of body, form, space, time is emanating from your own directions concerning yourself as advocated by objective associations of hallucinatory, I'll probably cut that out. Light form that have set in your conceptual ideas about yourself, circumstances over which you apparently have no control. I'm called Master Teacher, and those of you who are not familiar with the efforts that we are employing to direct not the attention of the world, but your individual attention concerning your consciousness state to our evolving certainty through an evolutionary process, that the power of mind, including the power of decision, being employed by advocacies of spatial reference, that is, objective consciousnesses within galaxies of light form, are singular in nature. And in fact, the power that we use is a singular power of the universe. The attention that I would like to draw for you, if you will, wherever you're watching this at this time and in this moment, will be to the admission that it's possible for me to direct your attention to my certainty that minds communicate. Will you say that to me just for a moment? Say to me, I'm going to let one of the, we're in the studio all alone here. I decided just a few moments ago to attempt to express to you what this is all about, what A Course in Miracles, what a miracle of our association together is all about. And it's impossible if I do that for me to avoid my certainty evolved through this enlightenment of my mind that the universe is mind and that minds communicate. So when I speak to you now, whatever consciousness association you are in, my attention must be drawn to you that you are a deciding factor concerning the result you want in your own mind, and are expressing your communicative capacities based on the limitations that have been imposed. imposed on you by the apparent dark forms of energy that confine you to this consciousness association, this universal containment of mind. So the sentence we're asking for now is, minds communicate. Say that to me.
Minds communicate.
Yes. Yes, the admission that minds communicate is evident in all conceptual ideas concerning self-identity, where we attempt to share together circumstances employing the power of decisions we have made, augmented by our apparent body associations, to continue to direct our attention to objective form or realization that justifies our temporal association within time. Time is an invention of the conceptual mind that maintains a separation from the unlimited power of reality, which is employed in order to that the attention of limitation can be directed. I'm not sure how clear that was, but I am sure of this. I am sure that I am speaking to you with the aspects, the power, the light energy of a, what you would term a luminant mind. And that what I'm offering you for this next 40 minutes, if you will decide to accept it, will be very simply an enhancement of the power that is available to all of us in all of creation, a power that we call the mind of God. Universal certainty of self-identity based on a single reality with no opposition, and that the evolvement of that occurring in what you define as the species of man is inevitable as a consequence of the idea in your mind that you would in any way be limited to the factoring of body form in which you find yourself. So minds communicate. Bodies, which are forms of expression of self-identity limited to the factor of the spatial reference, cannot communicate by the simple evidence that all of the circumstances in which they find themselves, or perhaps in which you find yourself with me, are only attentions of your own historic reference identity that guarantee you the continuation of sequential time. They can only bring to you the result that you had previously determined would offer you the best solution to the apparent impossible problem of the reason of why you're here in the first place. I'm aware that fear, the fear that you're expressing in your self-identity right now, your ego as it's called in this Course in Miracles, is an expression of your determination not to allow yourself to represent the entirety of the power of the universe. One of the strange anomalies of the conceptual mind would be the fear of your creative source. So I'm representing the miracle possibility to you if you will allow it to be so, that the hopefully the energy expressed by my certainty of self-consciousness, self-identity, will convey to you, in this case through our historic Savior Jesus Christ, the inevitable certainty of singular self. The lesson that was going to be used in the Course in Miracles, if you're not familiar with it, comes from a source outside of time to direct your immediate attention to the possibility of a revolution of your conceptual mind that's going to show you a relief from the idea that you could get old and sick and die. I'm attempting to represent it to you in a particularly intimate fashion, because I'd like to have you, if you can, begin to sense that the process involved at this time in our association with each other is actually what communication is. Very simply said, if you don't object to me, to what I'm offering you in my attempt to convey my certainty of love and understanding and eternal life, if I can draw your attention to the releases, to the release of the defense that you employ in order to justify the temporal association, I was hoping you would begin to have experiences of union of mind. Certainly, that's what I'm offering you. We call that love. Love cannot exclude understanding first of an initial purpose that we share together to overcome what seems to be the obstacle of pain and death. And second, our certainty that in the overcoming of it, we realize the love and full purpose of our minds as we were created. So, for a few moments now, I will attempt to express to you my certainty of a process of mind. We call this a miracle, don't we? I have here with me here the Miracle Healer's Handbook. The process of mind that at the moment of your recognition of the entirety of your mind in association with eternity, you will be perfectly healed, and at that moment will function as an energy packet, a package of reality, and extending from you will be all of the light of universal mind that will bring about what? A conveyance of the form that was previously held in the dark form. That probably didn't make a lot of sense. What I want you to do is begin initially to be possibly excited at the prospect that what I'm offering you is really not conceptual at all. That is, I'm not really concerned about your conceptual self-identity. Obviously, your concern is that in order to verify the necessity for the retention of your egotistical mind. But contained in that attention cannot not be the result that will be inevitable in the aging and sickening process that becomes a part of this body. Okay, you look at me. I'm an old man. By your definition of longevity, that is, by your definition of what would constitute body form, I'm old. And I want you to share with me, and this goes no matter what age you think your body is, I have absolutely no concern about the aggregation of your body form that you use to justify who you think you are in the arrangements that constitute your apparent species, Homo sapien. None whatsoever. My concern is that you recognize within your own mind, not in regard to time, but in regard to the certainty of the love that we share in the entirety of the universe. And I want you, I trust, and the reason that I came over today particularly, I'm at Endeavor Academy, where many of the species, human, who have been searching for love and truth are discovering finally, certainly through the direction of the historic Savior Jesus Christ, that the solution is not outside of ourselves. Very simply, as we began this little interlude of tape with, I'm certain that you are the cause of this within your own mind. And that as your mind begins to change, the discovery of a new first reason for being here would be to continue this evolutionary process, fast becoming revolutionary, with the determination, as we would express in the Course in Miracles, to shorten time. Why would I, and I'm offering this to you now again from my certainty that if you choose to hear it right now, you can. Why would you want to persist in getting old and sick and die? What reason could there possibly be to your life if it's going to result in what I see happening here? What I'm offering you right now in a mind-to-mind contact, if you could accept that right there, will be an energy reassociation that will literally transform, and Jesus in the Course calls this, what does he call that? Resurrection. He teaches a body resurrection where it's possible for a cellular regeneration to occur. Here's an old man for you. Old in what regard? Would you like to measure the age of my mind in regard to the moment of power and love that I'm feeling for you right now, based on the certainty that the emanation of my power comes from the universe, not from my pitiful attempt to retain myself in a dark form situation that's going to justify the momentary incursion into this black hole of nothing that justified the continuation of this dream? Very important that you understand that I am certain that contained within you, listening right there, watching me in this video, is a continuity, a story of sequential associations of historic reference, all of which are in progress at this moment. So that you won't be bedeviled with the idea of continuing to force circumstances to justify the apparent aging process that you believe you're going on as a body. Everything that I'm offering you is contained within the text and the lessons of the workbook of A Course in Miracles. What I'm offering you now, here, at this time, it's a miracle conversion of your mind that will relieve any sickness or any pain or any sorrow or any feeling of loss or desperation. Certainly within the continuity of the time attention you are giving yourself, you have every reason to be disconsolate. Look at this world. And just as certainly if you project from you a continuing identity of yourself that justifies your objective relationship in a literal sense, letting the world affect you instead of understanding in a very fundamental nature, okay, of the offering of the power of my mind to yours that will show you that you are the cause of this world. And that when you change your mind about who you are and what you are, it's impossible that the world out there will not change. One of the great sentences that we offered you initially and that is being employed here at the Academy is a very simple statement. The world that I see has nothing to do with the reality of eternal life. It is of my own making. And it does not exist. Just for the moment of apparent separation, I have felt the fear and pain of the possibility that I would be separate from the single power of the universe. And that's impossible. So here I am with you. Now, if you remember at the beginning of this little talk, I said to you that I am a reflection of your mind. Here I am. However you see me now will be based on the aggregation of the historic reference of yourself concerning your body identity and the references that you have given yourself in order to justify a projected reflection of you that now comes back and represents a variation of you that you have rejected very simply because of the fear of the admission of the union of love that we share. I think finally what I said there is it'd be very obvious to those of you who are beginning to understand me that you're afraid of love. You're afraid of the fundamental admission of the energy attention that I'm giving you right now, and that I love you. Somehow you feel within this flow of light form that it's necessary for that love to be justified. It's not true. I love you because of who you are. And who you are is the certainty of who all of us are in the totality of eternal life that comes from our soul creator. It is impossible that we be not love, for love is all there is. The practice that I'm offering you, if you're willing to accept it just for a moment, I would appreciate it greatly, since I find myself with this assignment, is that you forgive me the illusions that we previously shared, that as a part of the whole mind of creative eternity, we could have been separate from each other and thereby in conflict with separate goals and separate existent associations that justified our continuation to get old and to get sick and to die for the next just few minutes. If we decide to release this tape, the question that will arise in this is whether you there would want to share with me through this power of love how very simple, how unconditional, okay, is the new determination that I am sharing with so many now of the individual enlightenment of their mind that has empowered them with their direction where everywhere they go, they begin to extend the healing faculty that literally will heal the sick and raise the dead. That's the offering that I have for you now. If you'll just take these few moments to lay down the burden of conceptual defense, okay, and begin to understand that at any single moment, okay, here in this little apparent place of darkness and pain, is the entirety of the love of everything that ever could be or will be. And further, that in the procedural evidence of our apparent associations with each other in this hologram of energy form cannot not be the entire solution to the problem of the idea that you could be separate from singular universal mind very simply because of this occurrence. Very simply said, it would be impossible for you to be listening now, at this time, in this place, without undergoing a metamorphosis of your conceptual mind that will bring you a single recognition of the eternal life that we share. The idea that you would entertain possibility that the power of mind to communicate is not in conceptual association, but rather that the conceptual association is an objective deterrent to the inevitability of the recognition of our singularity. What does Master Jesus say in the Course? Salvation can be seen as escape from concepts. So whoever you thought you were is not true except in the sense that you have made it true for yourself. And if you make it true for yourself, you cannot not get the result of your need to justify yourself somehow is separate from eternal love. With this video now in your hand, has come the point in space-time, now, at this time, when you intend to awaken from this dream of death and to recognize in our sharing our predetermination that this would be the time and the place where this would come about. All sorts of predictions about the earth is about to end, the world is over, it's going to end in pain and death and desolation. What pure nonsense. You listen to me now with my mind. And let your mind listen with my mind as I tell you that you are whole and perfect as you were created by God. And there's nothing in the universe except your own aggregation of meaningless fear that could possibly justify the containment being expressed in this little place of dark form. So it's not by accident that you're listening to this, and certainly it's not by accident that at last you're beginning to understand through a conversion of your conceptual ideas about yourself, not in regard to the self-identity, but in regard to alternatives contained within your mind that will give you the joy and happiness that's inevitable in the realization that you are the king. So the practice now, for those of you who have been suffering from pain, desolation, and loneliness, are to take this offering from me. Take this offering of light from me. Let me show you of my love for you. Let me show you that at your instructions, I am offering you the entirety of the solution to our previous fear of each other through our recognition that in the laying down of our defenses of our conceptual mind, we share the moment of resurrection. And we recognized our wholeness and perfection and now remain just for that moment to guide each other in the certainty of the instant conversion to that realization. It is an experience of the mind. Yes, it is a physical experience. Right now I can see you feeling the energization of your body. Here, I'll show you this. My time is very short because all time is very short here. If you'd like to take a look at the vitalization that I'm offering in regard to the reassociation of patterns of my mind that cannot not heal, this will give you an example of the healers that are coming out from this Course in Miracles, from this healing center, with the certainty that if you'll come into the proximity of this new bright mind and release the defenses of justification for the variations of sickness that seem to beset you, you'll understand instantly, at that holy instant, the entirety of the singularity of the power of your mind. The fundamental admission that at no single moment does the aggregation of thought forms that justify your body exist is very important to you. And those of you who have shared some of my previous healing videos are very much aware that I consider my body to be separate from my mind in regard to my certainty that I am in an initial and direct contact with the entire universe, so that any function that I perform with my body will be an energetic demonstration of light form in vibratory enjoyment of a harmony previous denied by the limitations of the conceptual mind. I'm not sure that made too much sense, but it felt good to me. And the reason it felt good to me is I was able for a moment to look at your body as space, along with my body as space, so that I could see the microcosm of my molecular association with the macrocosm of the universe. With a million light years, could show me that the universe is my microcosm association, and that we could share for just that moment the certainty of the conversion of our minds. That was a healing. I hope you'll accept that as a healing from me. I want you to accept the idea that you are a healer. Because the power of your mind to heal is what the power of love is. It is not something separate from you. And I understand these are all religious and biblical quotes from every religion that ever was. It has told you that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of singular whole reality, eternal life, is what you are. This occurrence, this video, this hologram of my appearance now with you there in that room, okay, right now, shall I do that with you? Can you do that with me? Watch me. I'm appearing now there with you holographically to demonstrate that surrounding you is the light that you have previously feared in the defense of your necessity to be old and die, as justified by the world that's outside of you. And that time has passed away. It's gone from you now, and it's gone from you because of this. And it's gone from you by your instruction. It's gone from you by your certainty that this world did not represent who you really were. That within you right now is emerging a fundamental certainty that you're not from here and never were. And that that awakening process in the recognition of the new power of your mind can be demonstrated in this slow continuum of time, so we can speed up the relationship of cause and effect, move through time to a more advantageous association with each other. Can we travel to the stars? Yes. And beyond? Yes. Can we demonstrate to each other a new reality that it's now going to be a part of our newfound joy and purpose for living? Yes. Am I a part of your demonstration of that? Yes. Do I have something to do with this world, regardless of the historic reference that we apparently share? No. The one thing that you and I know about space-time, about this time, is that it's always over. And starting with this moment, starting right now, from the time you began to watch this, you are releasing the defenses of the necessity to hold on to that old containment. Suddenly, just for a moment, you're going to find yourself here and now. And in that moment of here and now is the healing process that will show you that indeed it was not your body but your mind, even to the point that your body will suddenly disappear, along with this black hole of containment of darkness and death. And you'll awaken and be gone from here, perhaps with no recognition of it at all. Perhaps, just for a moment, the recognition of the love we shared with each other. A love that was part of our desperate need to communicate to each other the love that we felt, but that could not be expressed because of our apparent separation. But in the laying down of our defenses, our conceptual self, the realization that we share the single self of the universal creating mind of God. I want this to be adventurous for you. And I hope as you continue to watch it, that you will begin to have your own individual experience of enlightenment, without which there would be no hope for the universe. There is no hope for this world, except the awakening process that is now being accelerated in you. There is no hope. It's an old, tired, sick, dying, dead place. Look around you. Is not your heart now willing to express the innate love that you've been trying to demonstrate and feel in this world? The realization that available to you is a singular power that so completely transcends the pitiful demonstrations of your self-willed containment that you will be so happy to lay it down you won't know what to do. And most of you know my initial story as a former human being, the necessity to surrender, and the result of the power that I have become a part of through the realization of the futility of the expression of myself. And perhaps that's another story, and perhaps that's available to you, but what I want you to see, and we're about through with this now, but I want you to see that my attention in regard to the conversion of the healing process, of the realization of you as a centerpiece, as a part of this, is true because there is only you. The self that is emerging in you now will represent the entirety of eternal life. And in that process will be an invitation to a great adventure, an experiment where you step beyond the bounds that have confined you to the limitation of this meaningless segment of form. Hydrogen and carbon and oxygen and necessities to exist. What do they have to do with life? Nothing. We have one life that we share for all eternity with our creating source. Thank you for your tolerance and the offering that I am giving you now. I hope energetically give you glimpses of an alternative that will immediately be reflected back to you in the joy that you feel at the discovery. Heavenly Father, source of our reality, we thank you for this moment that we share together. For you right there, thank you first for your tolerance of the possibility of the power that's inherent in you, and for admission that while I am certain of the singleness of the power of the mind of the universe, I'm also certain of your uniqueness. I'm certain that you, as you identified yourself unique from what you thought were other problematical objective solutions, can take that uniqueness of you in the vibratory ranges of your conceptual self, okay, in a very genuine sense, and begin to conceptually create in the sense that the new imagery that you begin to enjoy will astonish you with its love and lucidity. Yes, so that when we pick up this little miracle healer's handbook, and it says the salvation of the world depends on you, it can be seen as more than just metaphoric rhetoric. You are the cause of this world. as you share in the solution to your previous problem of separation, the certainty that you are whole as God created you. This communication of mind that we have been sharing is what life is. All right? Life was not what you thought it was. This earth of loneliness and pain and death and body and aging and decay is not what life is. And that's the discovery now as we journey to the stars and beyond. That time has come at last. And it has come through the revealing that I receive that I now share with you in the certainty that in that revealing, okay, is the answer to every question that ever arose in our conceptual self-identity, with the admission that it was nothing but a moment of transition that represented a recovery from a moment of an idea that we could have been separate from eternal life. Thank you for the sharing. Thank you for coming with me today. Those of you who are viewing this idea and representation of vision for the first time, I want to offer you the power of the love that I feel for you and the responsibility that you have given me to offer you my certainty of your perfection. And in that realization, we will share together what we've always known to be true. First, that there's a lot more to us than we were ever willing to admit. And second, the power of that admission no longer threatens us, but we can enjoy the fruits of utilization of power that we had previously denied to ourselves from the simple fear of the idea of our own creator. And that's passed away. And that transition has and did occur. And for you right there, thank you for that occurrence. And for you, and most especially for you, and for you, and most especially for you, I'm going to be seeing you sooner than you think. Those of you who are healed, did you feel the healing that occurred there? That condition that you had, that you thought was a necessary part of you, and the sudden admission that you're really not a body at all. What happens? The body undergoes its own reassociation with itself because there's no conflict being expressed by your mind. That will be the end of this. I want to assure you that the miracle healing through the power of the mind is how all healing works. And if you're going to employ that power, use it in the certainty of a shared admission of the wholeness and love that we are and always have been and always will be. Thank you for your tolerance for this. More of this is available to you if you should wish it. This energy of conversion of your mind will heal. So that as these miracle healers come among you now, tolerate them, will you? They want to offer you a healing as they express what they have found in their heart. He discovered a very fundamental conceptual certainty that initially, in order to keep it, they have to give it away. And having found that solution, they can offer it to you from the certainty that their salvation depended on that discovery. All right? So you welcome these miracle healers, won't you? And sooner than you think, you'll become one yourself and are one now. As you realize that this world out there was nothing but a projection of your own separate mind. As you change your mind, this world will and did change. I'll be seeing you very soon. Thank you. There'll be a little scroll that come up, talk just a little bit about what we've been talking about. It'll show you where more of this is available. You keep that up, what just occurred right there, and this world is liable to disappear any moment. Remember, it's always over. Remember, it was over a long time ago. We're looking back, remembering for a moment, this time with the certainty that we are before it was and after it's over, so that it can collapse into that center. I'll see you soon. Thank you. I'll be with you until this is over. This is a promise. This is the direction of my Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a promise that He made to me, and a promise that He has fulfilled in me, that I now offer to you. A new covenant of love that transcends all of the old ideas of pain and death that previously directed me. He's with us now. And that power of love to heal and raise the sick has become what we are. Thank you. I'll see you in just a minute. Let's look together at the Course in Miracles text, chapter 13, Finding the Present. Listen. Time can release as well as imprison, depending on whose interpretation of it you use. Past, present, and future are not continuous unless you force continuity on them. You can perceive them as continuous and make them so for you. But do not be deceived and then believe that this is how it is. For to believe reality is what you would have it be according to your use for it is delusional. You would destroy time's continuity by breaking it into past, present, and future for your own purposes. You would anticipate the future on the basis of your past experience and plan for it accordingly. Yet by doing so, you are aligning past and future and not allowing the miracle which could intervene between them to free you to be born again. The present is before time was and will be when time is no more. In it are all things that are eternal, and they are one. Their continuity is timeless, and their communication is unbroken, for they are not separated by the past. Only the past can separate, and it is nowhere. Here's a true story. Listen. Into eternity, where all is one, there crept a tiny mad idea at which the Son of God remembered not to laugh. In his forgetting, did the thought become a serious idea and possible of both accomplishment and real effects? Together, we can laugh them both away and understand that time cannot intrude upon eternity. It is a joke to think that time can come to circumvent eternity, which means there is no time. No one asleep and dreaming in the world remembers his attack upon himself. No one believes there really was a time when he knew nothing of a body and could never have conceived this world as real. He would have seen at once that these ideas are one illusion, too ridiculous for anything but to be laughed away. How serious they now appear to be, and no one can remember when they would have been met with laughter and with disbelief. We can remember this if we but look directly at their cause, and we will see the grounds for laughter, not a cause for fear. Time lasted but an instant in your mind with no effect upon eternity. And so is all time past and everything exactly as it was before the way to nothingness was made. The tiny tick of time in which the first mistake was made and all of them within that one mistake held also the correction for that one and all of them that came within the first. And in that tiny instant, time was gone, for that was all it ever was. What God gave answer to is answered and is gone. Each day and every minute in each day and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. And so you die each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and the present, which is not a gap at all. Such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again, a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived. And all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. The present is before time was and will be when time is no more. In it are all things that are eternal, and they are one. Their continuity is timeless, and their communication is unbroken, for they are not separated by the past. Only the past can separate, and it is nowhere. Welcome to the real here and now. And now we say Amen, for Christ has come to dwell in the abode you set for him before time was in calm eternity. The journey closes, ending at the place where it began. No trace of it remains. Not one illusion is accorded faith. Not one spark of darkness still remains to hide the face of Christ from anyone. Thy will is done, complete and perfectly, and all creation recognizes you and knows you as the only source it has. Clear in your likeness does the light shine forth from everything that lives and moves in you. For we have reached where all of us are one. We are home where you would have us be.